The Labor Department reported today that another 1.3 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That news comes as states have reimposed some lockdowns because of rising COVID cases. NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, first of all, 1.3 million new claims is the headline everyone is talking about today, which is, of course, lower than it has been in previous weeks. But what do you see as you look deeper in this report?
Hi, Jeremy. That 1.3 number is the state claims, and it is down about 100,000 from the previous week, although still very high by historical standards. In addition, though, more than a million people filed claims under the special federal pandemic program for gig workers and others who ordinarily are not eligible for unemployment. And that number is up from the previous week. So on balance, we saw just a small decline in the total number of new jobless claims. We also get each week a report from the Labor Department on the total number of people who are collecting unemployment under all the various programs. That comes out with something of a lag. But as of June 20th, nearly 33 million people were receiving some kind of jobless benefits from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And 33 million overall, this has been going on for months now that we've been seeing claims in the millions. What is driving the numbers at this point?
It's still possible that some of these new claims are left over from the spring when there was such a crush of people trying to file that the system was just overwhelmed. But it's also true that, you know, 4 months into this pandemic domestically, people continue to be laid off, including some who had just recently gone back to work. As you mentioned, COVID infections are accelerating. Some bars that opened in May and June have now been forced to close again. We're also seeing job losses that have just taken time to materialize. For example, there's a paper mill in Wisconsin that will be closing its doors later this month because with the pandemic, demand has dried up for the specialty paper it makes for advertising by retailers and sports teams and the tourism industry, for example. That's going to mean 900 job losses at the end of July. Also this week, United Airlines warned that it may have to furlough some 36,000 workers in the fall because demand for air travel, which had improved a little bit from practically non-existent to just really, really low, is now once again losing altitude.
Well, speaking of things losing altitude, the PPP program, a lot of the aid that has come from Congress to help people through these times is starting to run out. How much of that aid is how much is that keeping the economy afloat right now?
The PPP, those are the federal loans to small businesses that were going to turn into grants if they used them to keep people on the payroll. There's some debate in the economic community about whether that money really saved jobs or just subsidized companies that were going to keep workers around anyway. We do know that other kinds of federal aid, whether it's the supplemental unemployment benefits or those $1,200 relief payments, were really important in putting money into people's pockets so they could pay their bills, keeping the economy humming. Of course, for many, that $1,200 has now been spent, and the extra jobless benefits are due to expire at the end of this month. So economists are warning that if Congress doesn't find some way to pump more money into the economy, we could be looking at another setback in August, September, and beyond.
And briefly, Scott, the picture you paint is pretty dire, but we are hearing about the unemployment rate falling down to, what, 11% or so last month. Is that legit, or do you think it's undercounting people?
You know, jobless claims tell us who's losing jobs. They don't tell us about those who've gone back to work. And in May and June, we did see a faster-than-expected return to work by some. The question is, will those hold up as infections are surging?
NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.